to the Gridiron Podcast. Whether you're a returning listener or a new listener, welcome to the podcast. If you're on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe. If you're on another platform, make sure to follow or like. That would be helpful. Thank you. Now, Mike, the NFL draft is right around the corner. And today we are going to be doing a mock draft simulator. So let me pull up the screen share for you.
I'm actually really excited for this one because I think that we can agree on a lot, but I'm interested to see what we can mutually agree with in terms of the player. Because this draft honestly could go so many different ways.
Exactly. And we're only going to be doing the first round. So let's get straight into it.
Also, I just wanted to point out, we're not going to do trades. I think without trades or with trades, it would be way too chaotic.
All right. So we have number one, Tennessee. We can either choose to trade or select. We're just going to start the draft with the number one pick being the Tennessee Titans. Now, I do think we could probably agree they are in need of potentially a quarterback, depending on how Will Levis plays. But I think realistically, you stick with Will Levis and you go with another position, someone like Abdul Carter.
Whoa. I thought we were both going to mutually agree on the first one being Cam Ward. That's crazy. Will Levis is on like the last, basically like his last legs. There is no way that Tennessee doesn't take Cam Ward here because they already have the first round draft pick. They need a quarterback to back up if Will Levis doesn't pan out, which it doesn't look like he will anytime soon. So in my opinion, Cam Ward, definitely a lock here at number one.
You know what? I could agree with you. Number two is the Cleveland Browns. They need a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, a tackle, and a corner. I mean, you can go multiple different ways on this. You can go the running back route in Ashton Jeanty. You can go the quarterback route in terms of like a Shedeur Sanders. Or you can go with like a player like Travis Hunter.
Yeah, as of lately, it seems like Travis Hunter is the pick here for them. Now, I can definitely see them taking Abdul Carter to match up with Myles Garrett. But I think due to the latest rumors, my opinion is Travis Hunter.
Yes, I can agree with that. Now, number three is the New York Giants. It says they need a quarterback, but they did just get Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. So we're not going to go the quarterback route. They also need a tackle, a D lineman, and a corner. Now, I think realistically, you can go a Mason Graham. I think he could fit really well into that offensive or defensive system. Even a player like maybe even a Jadeia Barron, I could see him going as well. But I think we could probably agree on like a Mason Graham coming out of Michigan, going to New York.
You know, personally, I think if you're the Giants here and this is the how the draft has gone so far, I think you have to go best position available or best person available. And that being Abdul Carter, I just don't see a way that they pass over him, especially with lining him up with, I'm not going to even pronounce his name because I don't know how to say it, but you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm totally butchering his name. I'm not going to even bother trying, but I think Abdul Carter is the pick here for the Giants. I just think it would be a total mistake if they did look over him.
Now, number four overall is the New England Patriots. They're in need of a running back, wide receiver, and an offensive lineman. I think realistically, the two best bets are going to be McMillan and Ashton Jeanty. I do see them taking Ashton Jeanty with the fourth overall pick. He rushed for over 2,000 yards last season for Boise State, and they are in desperate need of a running back. They built up their wide receiver room and their defense, so I think they can definitely use a player like Ashton Jeanty.
Nick, I'm not going to fully disagree with you. I think that I was personally going to think that they would take an offensive lineman, probably Will Campbell. But you know what? I definitely agree that they need a running game. And, you know, I can definitely see them possibly taking the best running back here and potentially going Ashton Jeantie. So we can both go Ashton Jeantie here.
Number five is going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars. It says that they need a wide receiver, tight end, a defensive lineman, and a safety. Now, I think realistically, they don't go for McMillan. I don't see a world where they go to him. I think they either go Mason Graham or maybe even Malachi Starks to really build up that defensive end. So I think either Mason Graham or Malachi Starks. I think they go Mason Graham, personally.
Yeah, I'm shaking my head. I think Mason Graham for the Jacksonville Jaguars, probably the best pick here for them in this situation.
Now, the Las Vegas Raiders, this is where I think McMillan goes. They are in need of a running back, wide receiver, defensive lineman, and a corner. I think they go McMillan, try to build up that offensive side of the ball. And then obviously we saw Vegas re-signing Max Crosby. So the defensive line is still basically the same. They had a decent run defense last year, but I think they realistically go with McMillan out of Arizona.
No, I don't hate that. I think that they re-signed Geno to a 2-year contract. I think giving him weapons with Brock Bowers and Jacoby Myers. I think I'll go McMillan here with you.
Now, the New York Jets, they need a quarterback, a wide receiver, a tackle, and a defensive lineman. Now, I think they go Will Campbell here. I think there's no doubt about it. They can probably get a quarterback second round, or they might go with a guy like Shedeur Sanders here. So I think realistically, Will Campbell is probably the best bet and the safest bet for them. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think that they re-signed Justin Fields to a decent year, a decent long contract. I think giving him a tackle who can push down the field, allow him to run, definitely Will Campbell here. I don't see Will Campbell falling outside the top 10. I think he's definitely within the top 10. So the Jets take him.
Now going to the Carolina Panthers, they need a wide receiver, an edge rusher, and a defensive back. I think Jadai Barron is a solid pick for Carolina. He put up really good stats for Texas last year. They can even go like a Malachi Starks. They really need to beef up that defensive side of the ball in terms of the secondary. Their run defense was lackluster last year as well. But their pass defense, I believe it was number 27 overall last year. So I think they need to go with a secondary guy. So I think either Jadai Barron or Malachi Starks are the best bet for Carolina.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on the defensive side of the ball. I just don't know what position Carolina is going to hit. I think they need a lot. So I could see them doing what you said with Jadai Brown, Malachi Starks. But I think personally, Jahad Campbell is a good bet too. But you know what? For the sake, I'll agree with you. And I'll say Jadai Barron. I think he's a good corner, probably one of the best right now in this draft.
I agree. Next one is going to be the New Orleans Saints. They need a running back, a wide receiver, and a defensive lineman. Now, I think realistically, looking at these guys, I think New Orleans, they had a solid wide receiver room last year with a lot of injuries. So I think a guy like Luther Burden III out of Mizzou could be a safe bet for them, but I think realistically they go Walter Nolan to beef up that defensive side. They gave up a lot of run yards last year, gave up a lot of pass yards. They gave up a lot of games that they could have won where their offense was playing solid, but their defense was very lackluster. So I think they go with a guy like Walter Nolan out of Ole Miss.
I'm gonna throw you a curveball. So I think the Saints might take Shedeur Sanders here. The reason being, Derek Carr just had news that he might need surgery, which might end his season. So he's already at the end of his career, and obviously Derek Carr is not your franchise quarterback for the future. I think that, if the Saints really like Shedeur Sanders, they'll take him here because he won't fall to another team who needs him necessarily. I don't know where else he would go. I think that if you're the Saints here, why not take the a chance on Sanders?
Okay. Yeah, I can agree with that. Next is the Chicago Bears. They need a running back, a defensive lineman, and a safety. I think this is where Malachi Starks goes. You're in a division with a lot of star-studded wide receivers in Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Christian Watson, Jayden Reed, Jameson Williams, just to name a few. But I think they need a safety. I think this is where Malachi Starks out of Georgia comes in, and he gets chosen with the 10th overall pick.
I don't disagree with you. I also like Tyler Warren here just because the Bears do need another tight end, especially this kid who can block, catch the ball. He's a very physical kid. So I don't disagree with you. I can also see them taking Tyler Warren. I've read some sources that say Tyler Warren's a kid that they like. But if you want to go Starks here, I don't mind that.
Okay, because I think a team later down the road, maybe in a couple of picks, will take Tyler Warren. So we'll go
Okay. Yeah.
Malachi Starks. The next one is San Francisco 49ers. They need a guard, tackle, defensive lineman, and a corner. I don't think they go with any of these positions. I think they go with a guy like Mike Green to pair up with Bosa, but obviously they did basically revamp their entire team this past year. So I do see them taking a guy like Jihad Campbell to fill into that linebacker spot. But I think realistically, Jihad Campbell is probably the safest bet for them in that linebacker spot. He's a guy that can play man coverage, he can play zone, he can play in the box. I think Jihad Campbell is probably the safest bet for San Fran.
You hit it right in the head, the first name, Nick. I like Mike Green here. I like him just because he's probably one of the best in this draft, especially bringing in Robert Saleh. I think that the Niners have to revamp this defense. Like you said, they lost a lot of pieces in the offseason. I could see them going Mike Green. I could also see them doing Campbell too. I'll let you choose, Nick. Which one do you think that they will officially go with?
I think Jihad Campbell, I think realistically, because they have Nick Bosa, I think they go with Jihad Campbell.
All right.
Next is my favorite team to make fun of, the Dallas Cowboys. They need a running back, a wide receiver, a guard, an edge rusher, and basically every single position on the roster. So I think realistically, they lost their guard this past year. So I do think they pick up an offensive lineman, but I'm going to kind of go with a curveball type thing. I think they go Armand Membu from Mizzou and move him to that guard position. Either that, or I can see them going with Mike Green to pair up with Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I like the Membu pick. I think that's just the Cowboy draft pick to pick an offensive lineman. I think that it's either the offense or defense, and I think a lot of good defensive players have already been picked. So therefore, I think they build up that offensive line. Like you said, they lost Tyron Smith retiring after 14 seasons, I believe. So I
Yeah.
think they rebuild that offensive line.
Next is the Miami Dolphins. They need a guard, a tackle, a defensive lineman, and a corner. I think they go Will Johnson out of Michigan. I think really to build up that secondary, they need to. I can also see them going with an offensive lineman to try and protect Tua this year. So I'm in between Will Johnson and Josh Simmons out of Ohio State, but I think they go Will Johnson.
I agree with you. Will Johnson, probably one of the best corners in this league or in this draft. I think the Dolphins need another CB2 who can play across Jalen Ramsey.
Next is the Indianapolis Colts. They need a tight end, a guard, an edge rusher, a linebacker, and a safety. Now, this is where I think Tyler Warren goes out of Penn State. I think Indianapolis need a tight end desperately, and I think Tyler Warren is the best tight end in this draft class. So I think they go with Tyler Warren.
Yeah, I agree with you. I knew if it wasn't the Bears, I knew it was going to be the Colts. I agree with you here. So we can do Tyler Warren.
Next is the Atlanta Falcons. They need a wide receiver, a center, an edge rusher, and a linebacker. I think they go Mike Green. I think that's the best bet for them right now is to go Mike Green out of Marshall and just to build up that defensive line that desperately needed help the last year. So I think they go with Mike Green.
The Atlanta Falcons do not draft for their defense. This office is on a different level.
That is true.
Mike Green, please, or an edge rusher. If Jahad Campbell's there, please, just an edge rusher.
For the sake of this, we'll go Mike Green, but realistically, I could see them going after a wide receiver or another quarterback next year, like they did with the 8th overall pick last year with Michael Penix. Let's go with Mike Green. Next is the Arizona Cardinals. They need a guard, a defensive lineman, and a corner. I think realistically, I think this is where Walter Nolan goes. I think he's been slipping a little bit, but I do think that he goes to Arizona. He's a solid defensive lineman. He's big. He is fast. He definitely fits into this Arizona scheme. So I think Walter Nolan goes to Arizona.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that Arizona's going to stock up on this defense, pair him up with Josh Sweat. I think Nolan goes to Arizona too.
Next is the Cincinnati Bengals. They need a guard, a defensive lineman, and a linebacker. Now, I think not even any of these positions. I think they go Donovan Ezeruke or something
Ezeruku.
out of Boston College. I think that he goes to Cincinnati. I think with potentially losing Trey Hendrickson, I think having a guy like Donovan can be beneficial for them in the long run. So I think they go with Donovan out of Boston College.
I think they go Kenneth Grant personally. I think that they need to stock up that defensive line. I think they need to get a guy who can stop the run. That defense was just atrocious. I don't disagree with you. We're both on the defensive side of the ball. It's just a matter of edge or defensive line. Which one will they attack first? I think that Kenneth Grant is probably more valuable than Donovan here. I can definitely see Donovan being a late first round to early second round pick, but that's just me personally. I think the Bengals go Kenneth Grant.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely agree with that as well. Next is the Seattle Seahawks. They need a center, a guard, and an edge rusher. Now, Seattle is a difficult one to select for. I think you can go multiple different ways. I think you can go with like a Kelvin Banks out of Texas. You can go with Josh Simmons out of Ohio State and kind of play these guys around. Or you can even go with a guy like Jalan Walker to kind of build up on that defensive side as well. But I think realistically, they go Josh Simmons out of Ohio State just to build up that offensive line to protect Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on the offensive line. I think they go Banks here. I think Banks has been a name that's been thrown around. I think Seattle's going to take Banks, but I don't mind offensive linemen, whichever or.
We'll go Kelvin Banks for this one. Next is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They need an edge rusher, a linebacker, and a defensive back. Now, thinking about how Tampa Bay performed last year and how their division is and who they lost and who they gained during the offseason, I think realistically that edge rusher position is going to be huge for them. I could see them going with a James Pierce Jr. I could see them going with Donovan. I can even see them going with a defensive lineman in Omar Norman Lott and potentially even a Kevin Winston Jr. out of Penn State. But I think realistically, with what I'm hearing with James Pierce Jr., I think he's a later first round pick, early second round. I think Donovan is pretty much the same thing. So I think realistically they go Omar Norman Lott or even Jalon Walker out of Georgia, even to throw his name out there.
I've been reading a lot and it looks like the Bucs and James Pierce are like almost, I think that Pierce will go to the Buccaneers. I don't know, like I haven't heard James Pierce being a late first round to second, so I guess I have to do more research, but I like Pierce in the Buccaneer system.
Yeah, I've been hearing that he has smaller arms. So that's basically what I'm hearing is dropping his draft stock. But I could see James Pierce going to Tampa Bay. Next is the Denver Broncos. They need a running back, a wide receiver, a center, and a defensive lineman. I think now more than ever, they need to go with a running back, but probably not in the first round. I think with the system that Denver has, they need a solidified wide receiver too. So I think they go with Luther Burden III out of Mizzou or even a Emeka Ogbuka out of Ohio State. I think realistically those are the two guys.
I think that Denver desperately needs to address the run game. They don't have one. I think that Hampton is definitely a lock here for Denver. I think running game should be their first priority. I don't think Denver has the worst wide receiver core, but it's obviously not the best. I definitely do think that they can get somebody in the later round. But I think first round sake, they're definitely needing to address running back.
Okay. I could see that. Next is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They need a quarterback, a running back, a tackle, and a safety. Now, going into this, we have no clue what Aaron Rodgers is doing. We don't know what Pittsburgh is really doing in terms of anything right now. But I think realistically, the safest bet for them is a guy like Josh Simmons out of Ohio State. I think even Gray Zabel out of North Dakota State. I think they desperately need an offensive line. Even like a Josh Cornerly Jr. out of Oregon. I think realistically they go Josh Simmons out of Ohio State just to really build on that offensive line to protect whoever their quarterback is going to be.
Yeah, I can agree with you. They definitely lost a lot of pieces in the offseason with both defensive line and offensive line. So I can definitely see them addressing this with a tackle in the first round.
Next is the Los Angeles Chargers. They need a wide receiver, a tight end, and a defensive lineman. I think Emeka Ogbuka is a good pick for them in terms of that wide receiver. I think even like a Luther Burden. It's really weird seeing Luther Burden falling this far right now. So I think realistically they take him here. I think he fits into the Harbaugh system over in LA. And to be honest, I don't think Ogbuka gets drafted by Harbaugh. I think he just doesn't fit the system very well. I think Luther Burden is definitely that type of guy. Or because it's Harbaugh, I can even see them taking Colston Loveland out of Michigan. I think realistically, those are the two guys that they go for. Even like a defensive lineman, I don't see them taking a guy like Omar Norman Lott. So I think realistically, Luther Burden or Colston Loveland are the two options.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about what Harbaugh would do, and I just think they need to address the wide receiver position. So I'll agree with you with Luther.
Next is your Green Bay Packers. They are in need of a wide receiver, an edge rusher, and a corner. I'll let you take this as it is your team. So, who do you think the Green Bay Packers are selecting with the 23rd overall pick?
Well, since we've already taken off Jadai Barron, I think that they gotta draft a corner here. I just don't. Let's see the corners because I gotta see them all. Or they could go Shamar Stewart too.
Here are all the corners. You have Trey Amos out of Ole
Oh,
Miss, Benjamin Morrison out of Notre Dame.
I think if Benjamin Morrison's there, I think they would go Benji.
Okay. Next is the Minnesota Vikings. They need a running back, which I don't really think that they need a running back, a defensive lineman, and a defensive back. I think their defensive line is solid. I think their secondary is kind of what needs to be worked on, especially with who they lost in this offseason. And I mean, they gained a little bit, but I really don't think it's anything too special. So I do think they go with a defensive back. Now, just looking at the, let's look at the corners. Trey Amos, Maxwell Harrison, Siobhan Revel, Darian Porter. I think realistically, this is a call to your school. I think they go Maxwell Harrison out of Kentucky. I think he can fit this Minnesota defense well. I think he's a guy that blitzes very well. He is a really good tackler. I think they go Maxwell Harrison out of Kentucky.
I like that explanation, Nick. I do like with the defensive coordinator and Brian Flores over there in Minnesota, blitzing, playing man coverage. Give me Maxwell Harrison. Shout out Maxwell Harrison. Shout out Kentucky.
Next is the Houston Texans. They need a wide receiver and an offensive lineman. I think you need to go Emeka Egbuka here. You desperately need to if you're Houston. They need a wide receiver. They have Nico Collins sitting out, and they desperately need a wide receiver. Just with all the injuries that they faced last year as well. So I think they go Mika Igbuka out of Ohio State.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that Tank Dell also being out for the season is another big loss to them. So I think Houston definitely needs to address offense.
Next is the Los Angeles Rams. They need a tight end, tackle, a linebacker, and a corner. I think Colston Loveland is a good pick for them. I do also think that a Gray Zabel out of North Dakota State is a safe pick for them. I think realistically, they go Colston Loveland just because they do need a tight end. And Colston Loveland, me personally, I've watched him at Michigan, even though I'm a Michigan State fan. And he's solid. He is very solid. I think they go Colston Loveland out of Michigan to the Los Angeles Rams. What do you think?
I don't hate that. I just think Zabel not being picked already is an insult. I think he is very underrated if people haven't seen his tapes or know who he is.
Yeah.
I like the Rams taking him personally just because they've lost a lot on their offensive line. I'll leave it up to you. I don't know what the Rams will actually do, to be honest.
I think Zabel goes a little bit later, personally. I think there is one team that pretty much desperately needs a tackle, and I'll explain why once we get there. So I'll go Colston Loveland. Next is the Baltimore Ravens. They need a guard, an edge rusher, and a defensive back. I think they go Donovan out of Boston College. I think this is where he fits in that Ravens defense. I could also see him maybe going definitely later in the draft, potentially the next pick. So I think it could be Donovan, or even looking at a guy like, let me find him real quick. Like a Mikel Williams out of Georgia, I think could fit here as well. But I think they go Donovan to Baltimore. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't hate that pick. I think that's a solid pick. I think Ravens could also go safety here too, but I think for the sake, we'll go Donovan Azeraku. Jeez.
Next is my Detroit Lions. Apparently, they need a wide receiver. They definitely need a guard. They definitely need an edge rusher and then a linebacker. So what I am hearing right now is on draft night, they will be trading away Jameson Williams to pick up Matthew Golden. Now, me personally, I don't think they need to draft a wide receiver in the first round right now, if at all. So I think they definitely need an edge rusher. That is something that I've been saying throughout this entire podcast, is Detroit needs an edge rusher. And I've been seeing this name come through a lot recently, is Shamar Stewart out of Texas A&M. I think he is a guy that fits this Lions system, and especially the way that Kelvin Shepard has coached teams before. I can even see them going a linebacker like Jalon Walker, because he is a Kelvin Shepard type of guy. But I think they desperately need to address the defensive edge rush. So I do think that they go with Shamar Stewart. Next is the Washington Commanders. They need a running back, a guard, an edge rusher, and a corner. Now, with the offensive line, we saw how much Jaden Daniels had to run the ball last year. Let me ask you this. Do you think that they go an offensive lineman or a running back?
I don't know if they go either, to be honest. I want to say, like, they still need to build up that secondary DB. I know they traded for, what's his name? I'm blanking. Oh my Debo? Goodness. No, not Debo. Cornerback. Oh my goodness. Anyway,
yeah, I'm drawing a blank too.
Oh my gosh, dude. When I see the name, I'll know it. But I think they go cornerback here. I just don't know who is available that they would honestly take. So you know what? Oh, they could go Revel, Siobhan Revel. What position do you think they address here? Because they actually need quite a bit. And they're an interesting team because they did trade for Debo.
I think out of any of these, they go corner or edge rusher. I think they need to address that defense, because we were talking about they need that wide receiver too. They got that wide receiver too. I think they need to address the defense. So I think they can go corner or edge. I think realistically, those are the two positions that they go.
It's Marshawn Lattimore. I think that if Shamar Stewart goes to the Lions, I think that they take Revel here.
Okay. Next is the Buffalo Bills. They need an edge rusher, a linebacker, and a corner. I think Jalon Walker sitting here right now is very disrespectful.
Yeah.
I think they go Jalon Walker. I think there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, he's a first-round pick.
Now, Kansas City Chiefs. This is where I think Gray Zabel goes, and I'll tell you why. Look at what happened in the Super Bowl last year. Patrick Mahomes looked human against a four-man rush all game. And they lost their tackle this past year in the offseason.
Right.
So I think they go as Gray Zabel. I think that's the safest pick and the most logical pick right now. I think they go Gray Zabel out of North Dakota State. I think there's no doubt about that. Do you agree?
I agree. They need offensive linemen.
Now with the final pick in the first round, the Philadelphia Eagles need a wide receiver, a guard, an edge rusher, and a corner. I think their wide receiver room is solid, but they could use another wide receiver. I think their defense is decently solid. We saw it in the Super Bowl. But I think realistically, they could go a guy like Matthew Golden. Even looking at like the guards, I mean, there's not really anyone that kind of stands out. I mean, Tyler Booker, I think he's a second round pick. I think realistically, they go a guy like Matthew Golden just to fit into that wide receiver three spot. And he's a speed threat. So I think they go Matthew Golden. Do you agree?
Yeah, I could definitely see the Eagles beefing up their secondary, not secondary, but their edge linebacker room. But you know what? I can definitely see Matthew Golden. The speed is a thing with the Eagles. Obviously, AJ Brown and Devontae Smith. Yeah, I can definitely see the Eagles taking a receiver and Matthew Golden here too. So I can definitely see that happening. We can draft Matthew Golden to the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, so it's going to grade our draft. Let's see what we got. So we got doesn't show. So this was our mock draft. Number one, Cam Ward. Number two, Travis Hunter. Number three, Abdul Carter. Number four, Ashton Jeanty. Number five, Mason Graham. Number six, McMillan. Number seven, Will Campbell. Number eight, Jediah Barron. Number nine, Shedeur Sanders. Number 10, Malachi Starks. Number 11, Jihad Campbell. Number 12, Armand Membu. Number 13, Will Johnson. Number 14, Tyler Warren. Number 15, Mike Green. Number 16, Walter Nolan. Number 17, Kenneth Grant. Number 18, Calvin Banks. Number 19, James Pierce. Number 20, Omarion Hampton. Number 21, Josh Simmons. Number 22, Luther Burden. Number 23, Benjamin Morrison. Number 24, Maxwell Harrison. Number 25, Emeka Egbuka. Number 26, Colston Loveland. Number 27, Donovan. I'm going to butcher his last name from Boston College. Number 28, Shamar Stewart. Number 29, Siobhan Revel. Number 30, Jalen Walker. Number 31, Gray Zabel. And number 32, Matthew Golden. So let us know in the comments what you think about our mock draft. I think we did pretty solid. I think we really touched on what these teams need and how these players really fit into their systems. Now, let me ask you this. Cam Ward, day one starter, yes or no?
No, I don't think he's a day one starter. I think maybe give Will Levis two games.
Okay. And out of the top 10, out of these guys, any of them day one starters?
Definitely Ashton Jeanty, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, literally all of them probably will be starters.
And one final question. This is on Travis Hunter. I've been seeing a lot where he wants to play every single snap. NFL has him as a corner. Do you think he plays both sides of the ball, or do you think he picks one or the other, wide receiver or corner, and which one do you think he picks?
Absolutely not. I think you're playing in the NFL level. There's no way you're going to be playing every single snap. He's going to be playing corners, definitely more valuable than wide receiver.
I agree. So thank you guys for tuning in to this week of the Gridiron Podcast. This was the mock draft. The NFL draft is right around the corner. We still have a couple of episodes that we want to do for you guys. Also, if you guys are a Chicago Bears fan, let us know. We are looking for a Chicago Bears fan to be able to do the NFC North roundtable with Mike and I, and a Minnesota Vikings fan. So please let us know in the comments if you are a Chicago Bears fan, and let us know what you think of our mock draft. We are on Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. You guys can check those out and give us a listen, give us a like, subscribe, follow us on Twitter at GridironPodNFL. And yeah, thank you guys for tuning in to this week of the Gridiron Podcast. We are here every single Thursday. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.